A very good afternoon. Welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with myself, Kieran Tuttiot, your host of this one-hour extravaganza of Eurovision music. And yesterday evening, we saw the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015 live from Sofia, Bulgaria. And what a show it was. An absolutely incredible show. And now, courtesy, thank you very much to Nikki Allen, our reporter out in Sofia, Bulgaria. We're about to hear the winner of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015. This is Destiny Chukunyera with Not My Soul.
Hello, Forest FM. I am Destiny from Malta. My song this year is called Not My Soul. Vote for number 15. Thank you.
Chukunyera, Not My Soul, the winner for Malta in the 2015 Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Destiny Chukunyera, what an incredible voice she has. Incredible woman too. Great, great vocals. And really, she is a real young Aretha Franklin. We'll get into an interview a little bit later on in the show, which lovely Nikki Allen managed to get with her. So we'll definitely check that out a little bit later on in the show. Now, next up, we're going to hear the song that actually came second for Armenia in this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. Very close score. Malta got 185 points, where the Armenian entry from Mika with the song Love got 176 points. It was down to the last country, and Montenegro. And that's where it's all stemmed from, really. And Armenia song, again, a great song. It's very retro, but a lot of fun, and again, very upbeat too. So let's hear the Armenian entry. It's from a young chap called Mika. No, he's not singing Grace Kelly or anything like that. It's Love. Great song. I think that may have been my other half Rob's favourite song out of the whole year. Mika, Love, Armenia, 2015 Junior Eurovision Song Contest, coming second with 176 points. Now coming up third was the highest ranked ballad in the contest. Technically, this is Slovenia's best ever showing at a Eurovision contest ever. In the adult contest, they have only come seventh twice, in 1995 with Dalia Švedlija with the song Pruši Mi, and also in 2001 with Nuša Derende with Energy. But this is Lina Kuzovic with Prva Ljubezen, which means in English, First Love. This came third for Slovenia at the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015 with 112 points.
Nekaj čudnega govori srce, vsakič ko te zagledam. Stavi se mi čas, ko zaslišim glas in ko se mi nasmeješ. Je občutek, ki ne znam je, so trenutki, so besede, le kaj čutiš ti.
Ne spominje na
heart was never broken. In the magic land, only butterflies. Our love was never stolen. Там на горнику зустрічала, всі ті нотки себе сіде.
Nina Kuzovic with Prava Ljubezan, First Love for Slovenia, Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015, coming third. Congratulations to Elena and to Slovenia. Now, let's head over to Sofia, Bulgaria, and hear our interview by the wonderful Nikki Allen with Destiny Chukunjera, who ended up being this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest winner for Malta.
Hi there, this is Nikki Allen. I'm reporting for Forest FM and I'm in Sofia, Bulgaria for Junior Eurovision 2015. And I have with me at the moment Destiny from Malta. Hi, Destiny.
Hello, how are you?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Are you enjoying Sofia in Bulgaria?
Yeah, indeed I am.
Right. Now, Destiny is a lovely name and it suits you perfectly. What does your name mean? Is there a story behind how you got your name?
Well, I'm half Maltese and I'm half African. So my mother decided to call me Destiny because when she went to Nigeria, she went to a club with my father and there was this song called Destiny. And it went, Destiny, I wanna rule my destiny. So yeah.
That's great. How good, and you've turned out to be a singer too.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Okay, you've already won so many awards like Sanremo Junior, and you've taken part in a lot of competitions already. What is it like to have got so much success in such a short period of time?
It's very nice because you gain more confidence and a good exposure.
That's great. Now, Junior Eurovision is something you've always wanted to do. What is the nicest thing that you will take away with you from participating here?
The wonderful experience and a huge exposure.
That's great. Now, Malta has a lot of talent for such a small country, and you have some great singers. What are your favourite singers in Malta?
They're all great, but since Ember represented Malta under the Eurovision of last year with the song Warrior,
she was great, wasn't she?
Fantastic.
Well, thank you so much, Destiny, taking the time to speak to us at Forest FM. And good luck on Saturday. We'll be rooting for you. Hopefully, we'll come back to nice, warm, sunny Malta next year for Junior Eurovision.
Thank you. I hope so.
Thank you.
No, 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 my soul. No, 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 my soul. No, no, no.
Not my soul. No, no, no. Not my soul.
Can I ask a favour and sing it with you?
Yeah, yeah.
I would love to because it would be a dream.
Two, three. No, no, no. Not my soul. No, no, no. Not my soul. No, no, no. Not my soul. No, no, no. Not my soul.
Excellent, Nikki. You are what a true professional. And in tune as well. That was awesome. That was a interview from Nikki Allen and with Destiny Chukunyera, the winner of Junior Eurovision 2015 for Malta. Yes. So we'll go and have another interview with Nikki Allen. We've got interviews from Australia, from Bella Page, and also from Ireland, the debuting entries there. And the Irish entrant was Amy Banks. And we'll be back in just a little bit here on the Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Sorry, if you tell me that you're mine, if you say that you've been blind,
oh. I can never reach the mountains, I can never reach the stars, I just live with all the scars,
oh. You got to be stronger.
Kvöldin, hann kemur Vindur, já, dansaðu vindur, er vetur og kuldi gefa nýjan þrótt. Vindur, já, dansaðu vindur, vertu á sveinum kalda jólanótt. Í snjónum nóttina svörtu nærast á takti og tónum títrandi hjörtu vindur, já, dansaðu vindur er vetur og kuldi gefa nýja þrótt vindur, já, dansaðu vindur vertu og seinu kalda jólanótt Vindur, já, dansaðu vindur að vetri fór börn að finna húsaskjól Dansaðu vindur, veturinn færir börnum heilu ró. Úti fær vindur að valda voldugum tónum. Núna nötrar á kulda nóttan í snjónum. Dansaðu vindur, að vetri fá börn að finna húsaskjól. Vindur, já, dansaðu vindur, veturinn færir börnum heilu jól. Ó, vindur, já, dansaðu vindur, veturinn færir börnum heilu jól.
Du vidi vidur by the singer Elfjord, that it was an Icelandic cover of the Swedish song in the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest. And before that, we had Tina and René with Mi Amore, which was in the Danish national final in this year's Eurovision Song Contest, yes. Okay. We are going to just have a quick look again at the Junior Eurovision 2015 results. Belarus came fourth with 105 points with a song sung in Belarusian and in English from Ruslan. And his song was Voli Vespeto, which was meaning magic. In fifth, surprisingly, I think, was the Albanian entry from Michela Rapo with the song Dumaye, coming fifth with 93 points. In sixth place, we have the Russian entry, sung in Russian and in English, from Mikhail Smirnov. Yes, Smirnov, yes, the vodka. With the song called Mitya, in English meaning dream. In seventh place was a Serbian entry, sung in Serbian, from Lena Stanimaković with the song Lena Pesman, which means Lena's song. But in eighth place was the Australian entry, sung in completely in English, of course, from this young lady, Bella Page. It's called My Girls. And straight afterwards, we'll be having an interview with Bella Page herself, with the wonderful Nikki Allen.
My best friend is trying like she's never tried before. You
Hi, this is Nikki Allen. I'm reporting from Sofia, Bulgaria for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest, and I have with me the Australian participant, Bella Page. Hi, Bella.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you? And how are you liking being in Sofia?
Oh, I'm so good right now. I'm just so happy to be here and performing on such an amazing stage of Junior Eurovision. And yeah, I've just had the best time so far.
That's great. How did rehearsals go?
Rehearsals have been so great. I'm so excited to see how it goes on the night, and it's just going to be the best. And yeah, I'm so excited.
What are the biggest differences you are noticing from performing on The Voice compared to participating in Junior Eurovision?
Yeah, both experiences have been amazing. The Voice Kids was great, and now to be here on a global stage performing in front of the whole world is so big also. Now on a global stage, so yeah, it's great.
And you're the first Australian participant in Junior Eurovision, which must feel awesome.
Oh, it feels so great, and I'm just on top of the world and really humbled for this opportunity.
We love having you here. You're involved in a lot of activities like taekwondo and dance. Now, if you weren't a singer, what do you think you would be doing?
They're great passions of mine, but I think I'd definitely stick with the singing and dancing. I don't think I can imagine anything else in my life. I want to do it for the rest of my life, and I just love it so much.
Your song is called My Girls. How does it feel to be delivering such a strong message of empowerment to girls all over the world in your song?
I think the message is so important in the song. Just making sure that people know that they are beautiful, and I think singing it is just really powerful, and it's the best feeling singing it and sending a message to everyone to just be strong. And I think it's so important, and I think the song's perfect for that. And yeah, it's such a beautiful message that I love singing.
Thank you so much for the interview, Bella. I'm sure everybody in the UK will be rooting for you on Saturday. Have you a message you can give to the listeners of Forest FM?
Cool. I'd just like to say thank you all so, so much for the support. I'm so grateful and humbled for all your love. And, yeah, I'm just so excited. And please vote for Australia. Please vote for me. I'll be singing my own song, so it's going to be the best. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you so much, Bella. Good luck.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you, Bella, and thank you for having an interview with us here on the Eurovision Showcase, Forest FM, and thank you, Nikki, for being there in Sofia. It's a shame I couldn't get out there myself. Oh, problem is that my other half likes to book holidays far and far in advance. That's one of the worst things. Anyway, plus I've only got like 2 days left of Lou days available to me between now and the end of June. How am I going to cope? Heaven knows, heaven knows. Right, let's have some news. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news here on Sunday, the 22nd of November 2015, with me, Kieran Tussiott. As we've said just now, Malta have won the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015 in Sofia, Bulgaria. Destiny Chukunyera wins with the song Not My Soul. The song came first with 185 points. Armenia came second with 176 points. NDR, the German state broadcaster, announced earlier in the week that Xavier Nadeo will represent Germany at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest, but Saturday afternoon they withdrew Xavier from representing them at Eurovision. Stay tuned for the latest news here on the Eurovision Showcase. If any more dramas happen in Germany's Eurovision, there has been some controversy with his appointment of being the German representative due to some homophobic and some racial allegations that have come alight, so stay tuned. RTV SLO, the Slovenian broadcaster, has opened song submissions for EMA 2016. That's the Slovenian national final. If you'd like to find out more, then head over to eurovoir.com. The head delegations of France and Germany were in attendance for Junior Eurovision 2015, and they are looking to hopefully return to Eurovision, Junior Eurovision, next year. Not only that, the head of delegations from Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania were all in attendance too. Later on this coming week, Bosnia-Herzegovina will make a decision if they will enter 2016, so stay tuned next weekend. And finally, Bulgaria has confirmed that they will not be returning to the Eurovision 2016, the adult contest at least. That's your news here for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. I have been Kieran Tuttiot.
Você está ouvindo Eurovision Showcase na Forest FM com Kieran Tuttiot. As melhores músicas. Ok, algumas não tão boas assim. Eurovision, aqui em 92.3. Forest FM.
Les jours je me réveille plein d'espoir et d'illusions, mais les infos me ramènent à la raison. Moi qui crois en l'homme et qui espère en la vie, je n'entends que mensonges et tristes récits. Pas à pas, je vais dans la vie à chercher ma voix, à savoir qui je suis. On me répète souvent qu'il faut toujours dire oui. Moi je veux pas croire que tout est écrit, tout pourrait aller si bien. Si on voulait bien, tout pourrait aller si bien. Si seulement on voulait bien. Je voudrais prendre le temps d'apprendre et de comprendre. Mais que veut ce monde et qu'a-t-il à me vendre? Il a le temps de ma vie pour m'étonner et me surprendre. Je veux des rires d'enfant et voir ton regard tendre. Tout pourrait aller si bien. Si on voulait bien, tout pourrait. Je vais dans la vie à chercher ma voix, à savoir qui je suis. Je ne veux pas croire que tout est écrit. Je veux croire en l'homme, espérer en la vie. Tout pourrait aller si bien. Si on voulait bien, tout pourrait aller si bien. Si seulement. Si seulement on le voulait bien.
Thomas Portier. Oh, what a great, great song from him too. The French entry in Junior Eurovision 2004. Their only entry in Junior Eurovision so far. Celui non voulait bien. It was a very awkward performance because it was just Thomas standing there singing the song. And there was nothing else in it. It was almost like this year's Albanian entry. But it came fifth, the Albanian entry this year. I'm not too sure on Thomas's placing, but it certainly was definitely in the top 10. I remember that, yes. Okay, so in just a few moments, we are going to hear the Irish entry for this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And of course, the wonderful, fantastic and saviour of my life, Nikki Allen, interviewed the wonderful Amy Banks from Ireland. And Ireland was in, as like Australia, in their debut entry and year for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. So we'll hear from them too. But we're going to head back to Melodifestivalen, the Swedish National Final 2003, and a fantastic schlager song which would get you up dancing and singing. This is De Buzz, Stop, Look, Listen. And that's a, for any pedestrians, this is a certainly something that you should do when you're crossing the road, of course.
Yeah.
amazing, the absolute amazing Fabrizio Fagnello. Oh, the honestly, for me, the most best-looking guy ever to step on a Eurovision stage. Whoa. Anyway, sorry. Oh, must peel myself from the ceiling. I'm going... Now it's time to hear Amy Banks now. She represented Ireland in this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. See, she came 12th with 36 points. She should not feel bad about that. A great, great representation of Ireland. And it's the first time Irish Gaelic has ever been heard of 1972 in Edinburgh. Oh, yes, and it's a fantastic song. So this is, and we'll hear from Amy in an interview straight after the song from Sofia, Bulgaria, and when Nikki Allen met her. So this is the wonderful Amy Banks with the song Aletana Ni Mara. Enjoy.
This is Nikki Allen reporting for Forest FM, and I'm in Bulgaria for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2015, and I'm currently with the Irish entrant, Amy. Hi, Amy.
Hello, nice to meet you. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How did your rehearsals go?
Oh, brilliant. I was really happy.
Yes. I saw they changed the backdrop a little bit.
Yeah. We just made a few changes. We calmed the sea a bit and we put a few more stars in the sky.
That's great. I gather that your dress is very beautiful.
it is. It's amazing. It was made by the wonderful Niall Tyrrell, and he's an amazing designer. Yeah.
I know you've probably been asked this question a lot, but I've got to ask it too. How does it feel to be the first Irish entrant in Junior Eurovision?
absolutely incredible. I couldn't believe it.
And I hear you can sing in six languages. What's your favourite language to sing in?
I love singing in Italian. I just love the way that the stories the composers can put into the songs and just how much emotion they can put through it.
And after Junior Eurovision, I gather you'll be travelling to New York to perform at Carnegie Hall?
Yeah.
Could you tell us a little bit about that, please?
Well, in June, I found out that I won an international vocal competition called the American Protégé.
Congratulations.
Thank you. And I also won the Judges Distinction Award. So, yeah, we're flying off in December.
What will you be singing then?
I'll be singing Lascia che io pianga.
Which is?
It means thou all my sorrows. Sorry. Yeah, thou all my sorrows. Sorry.
No problem. Now, have the judges at the national final in Ireland, like Niamh Kavanagh or Brian Kennelly, have they given you any tips about competing in the contest based on their own experiences at Eurovision?
Well, they said to draw your audience with you through the song and just connect with your audience.
Sounds great. Also, what's your favourite Irish Eurovision entry?
I absolutely love The Voice by Eamonn Quinn. I love the mystical, the way that she portrayed the song. It's brilliant.
That's cool. And finally, Amy, have you got any words for your fans in the UK who might be listening right now?
Well, be your own person and don't care what people think about you.
Thank you so much, Amy, and good luck on Saturday with your song. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're very welcome.
Fields. I am the voice of the future.
McQueen, The Voice, the Irish winner in the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest. Well, the next song is an English version of the Austrian entry in 1996. This is a wonderful, fantastic, gospel-feeling, great song. It's from George Nussbaumer, and the song is "Wie's de gut Gott," but in English it is called "That You Feel Good."
In the morning, no matter what's the time, in anything you do, you see reason, you see right.
There's thunder, lightning, tons of heavy rain.
It's still easy to tell
that you feel good.
People in the street are smiling at first sight. This is a thing you don't need no spark to ignite.
It's amazing, inspiring, obvious to all.
The whole wide world will sing and shout.
That's what they do.
And everyone will help you out.
Helping me and you.
They hear it,
yeah.
Feel it,
wherever you may be.
It's easy to tell
that you feel good. That you feel good.
That you feel good.
That you feel good.
That you feel good. Problems melt like ice about fire.
With all the roses.
Join into the singing choir.
That's the way to win. Hear it, feel it, wherever you may be. It's easy to tell that you feel good. It's easy to tell that you feel good. It's easy to tell that you feel good.
Feel like singing,
singing.
Feel like dancing,
dancing.
Easy living. Feel like
hugging people,
singing,
singing,
dancing,
dancing,
living. It's easy to tell
that you feel good. Singing,
singing,
dancing,
dancing,
living,
living.
Hugging people,
singing, dancing,
living. It's easy to tell that you feel good. That you feel good, yeah.
You're not afraid of things to come, and things are not forever gone.
What an amazing song to finish. George Nussbaumer, That You Feel Good, Austria, 1996. And that is the Eurovision Showcase for this week. And that's it for the season of Junior Eurovision 2015. Well, that's it for the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM for another week. I have been Kieran Tuttius. I would like to thank very much to Ariana and to Nikki Allen for their fantastic interviews this week. We really, really appreciate it. And a big thank you to Destiny Chukunyera, to Bella Page and to Amy Banks for their fantastic interviews from Malta, Australia and Ireland respectively. If you want to get in contact with the show on a later date, then please do. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Also follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Alternatively, you can email me, tutsexperience, that's T-U-T-T-S experience, at hotmail.com. It will be wonderful to hear from you. You can check out this show and previous shows from weeks and a year gone by by just searching us on any podcast app, searching us online, and you can download our podcasts and listen to us online anywhere you can. You get all the details on our Facebook page and our Twitter page, of course. So make sure you join us next Sunday here on 5 p.m. on 92.3 Forest FM, right across East Dorset, West Hampshire, and right across the beautiful New Forest. For the Eurovision Showcase, I have been Kieran Tuttiet. Au revoir. Alfie Desain. Have a nice day.